Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Speak with Johnny Storm, news you're not supposed to speak about. Well, here we go from the Hal Turner Radio Show.com. Israel takes off the gloves, massive attacks in progress against Gaza Strip. Hundreds killed and injured, four IDF troops dead so far. Now, this is something that I haven't seen anything on mainstream about it. Of course, I haven't really tuned in today, but here we go. After suffering months of rocket and mortar attacks, plus thousands of Molotov kites sent into Israel to set fire to whatever they hit, the Gaza Strip is now under heavy and sustained attacks by Israeli Defense Forces. Israeli Defense Minister Lieberman confirms, "We have started a wide-scale offensive on Gaza. We will attack in the depth of Gaza." Israel is 7 hours ahead of U.S. East Coast time, so as you see references to Friday evening, bear that time difference in mind. The Israeli Defense Force is launching massive, major waves of strikes at Hamas targets across the Gaza Strip on Friday evening. A massive response to Hamas's failure to heed repeated Israeli warnings to end the violence along the Gaza border. At this time, our aircraft are carrying out widespread attacks against terror targets belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the IDF said, adding that this came after the serious shooting incident against our forces, referring to sniper fire at IDF troops during a raid on the border earlier in the day. Now, keep in mind, Israel pops off civilian targets all the time with sniper fire. So now they get a little back and they're upset about it. The fresh air raids came as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv to join Defense Minister Lieberman and the top IDF generals for a security assessment. The IDF spokesman, Manelis, did not rule out a major ground offensive. So, could be a major ground offensive coming. Major airstrikes now in three locations. These are heavy bombs and not pinprick drone stuff. Rocket attack sirens. Palestinian media reporting that at least 11 large bombs hitting targets in Khan Yunis. Another update here, IAF, which is the Israeli Air Force, hit the Qassam site at Khan Yunis, Gaza, with around 15 to 20 missiles. Arabic media saying an IDF captain has been killed. Still rumors of three other IDF deaths. Artillery barrage has also begun. Now, of course, Israel is blaming Hamas for all of the battle going on. And here are some pictures of it here. So another update. The IDF has completely destroyed Hamas's battalion headquarters. The IDF have just issued a statement saying they've hit 15 targets. Defense ministers ordered strikes to continue. White House official tells me Israel has the right to defend itself. Hamas's aggression, blah, blah, blah. Same old stuff. Hamas releases a new statement. The current aggression of the occupation brings an escalation and the enemy will bear the consequences. Hamas says they will respond on current strikes due to their strike for strike policy. So, casualties mounting, Gaza's being pummeled, and let's see, Qatar and Egypt are trying to mediate a last-minute effort to bring a ceasefire. If it fails, war, beginning tonight. Now, reports a ceasefire has been agreed to and commences now. Whether this is accurate or not, or whether an actual ceasefire holds, remains to be seen. Breaking Islamic Jihad, we will not give in. No concrete ceasefire agreement. All parties continue to declare tit-for-tat policies. No Israeli strikes in the last 30 minutes, and that was 5 p.m. Eastern, so that would have been 2 o'clock my time, so about 50 minutes ago. And that's it so far. But as soon as I saw this pop up on my phone, I thought I'd better get on the air real quick and let you know what's going on. Because like I said, I doubt you'll hear any of this on Fox or CNN or many of the others. The government seems to have a blackout rule in effect on anything dealing with Israel, and in particular, Israel and Iran. Now, Israel and Gaza and all that's been included in that mess. So, yeah. That's why I do what I do. Just fulfilling my mission that I've been given. So, that's it for now. I'll keep you abreast if anything changes. God bless. Take care. Stay prayed up and prepped up. Johnny Storm, don't speak.